Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
So Florida man was beaten by a truck owner after an attempted carjacking. He took a beating. He tried to break into a truck, which resulted in him making a hospital visit because he got beaten by a 66-year-old man. The guy's 29 years old. He was beaten up by a 66-year-old man. Bradford County Sheriff's Office says the 66-year-old called 911 early Thursday morning. He reported a noise outside of his house. He went outside to see what was going on and found 29-year-old Blake Robinson trying to break into his truck. The 66-year-old went back inside, grabbed his phone to call 911, report the incident. He couldn't find his phone at first. When he returned outside to confront Robinson, he was attacked. The suspect punched him in the head, threw him to the ground, kicked him in the head. But the older guy, he managed to defend himself. And he got away, hit the suspect, causing the younger guy to fall back so he could get away and call law enforcement. And he got beaten pretty bad by the 66-year-old. He had trouble standing up. And I'm wondering, Kane, if the beating that this 29-year-old Blake Robinson got knocked the facial hair off of him in a really weird way, because the way his facial hair is right now, it's pretty cringe. I don't even know what that is. It looks like he's got mange. It's really bad. But anyway, he was charged with felony battery of a person over the age 65, attempted burglary. He's on a $30,000 bond, so he ain't going nowhere. He's in Brevard County. He is staying there. Now, this guy, oh, man. Again, Florida, bodies of water, sharks. We all know this. A man was in critical condition now after he was attacked by a shark that he caught while fishing in Florida. Woo! He got a severe bite to his right forearm while he was fishing in Florida yesterday morning. He's in his 40s. He was off of Fernandina Beach north of Jacksonville. He caught the shark while fishing, tossed it back in the water after it bit him. And he apparently, though, he lost a lot of blood. He called, did a distress call over emergency radio. The sheriff, Nassau County Sheriff's Office, responded, their marine unit. And when they reached the boat, they found that he had lost a lot of blood. He had a critical injury. He's still in critical condition. So individuals in the state suffered 16 shark attacks last year, 44% of all the attacks in the U.S. And there were just two already so far this year. You got to be careful. I mean, goodness. No, I'm not going to do that one. Not going to do that one either. So this... Click Orlando. A Florida man who's carrying 500 grams of weed tried to steal a plane to go and meet his girlfriend, take her out.
Steal a what?
A plane, a whole plane.
Oh, man.
Yeah, this was in New Smyrna Beach. The police were alerted to a stolen vehicle that was found at the airport. And while they were in the process of locating the vehicle, officers were flagged down by a guy who said that it was his vehicle that was stolen. He said that the man... got out, left a grinder, scale, and a cell phone behind. Now, at the same time all of this was happening, somebody else flagged down officers nearby because there was a flight instructor who said that a man with a blue bag was spotted crouching on the wing of a plane station on a portion of the tarmac that was inaccessible to the public. And the man asked the flight instructor how he could fly a plane. So the officers responded, went to the tarmac, and the man was already in the right seat of the aircraft. And when they approached, he asked if they knew how to fly planes. Then he jumped out of the emergency exit window, and he got detained by officers. 22-year-old Robert Sinestra. So they took his duffel bag, they took him into custody, and he had all kinds of stuff, glass pipe, methamphetamine, you know, all kinds. And he said that he was going to go fly to California to meet his girlfriend. They were going to go out. You know. It's just a totally normal date night, you know. I'm at. Do you believe that he's got a girlfriend? Because I don't. So he's on $30,500 bond. That guy. Golly. A Florida driver kidnapped at gunpoint saved himself with a move designed to attract attention. So he decided that he was going to just because he had to drive apparently, and he decided he was just going to go super fast. And get pulled over. It's actually not a bad move. He saved himself because, and this was in Martin County. Port St. Lucie. It was a breeder. A trio of people broke into his house, kidnapped him, made him drive. And so he just went like a million miles an hour and attracted law enforcement attention. And they pulled the car over and helped him. They ended up, the other three people were apparently taken into custody, charged with assault, home invasion, all that stuff. And this is a smart thing to do. I mean, but wouldn't you be worried that they'd like get you? Because it didn't say if they were.
Yeah, the story was he went about 15 over the limit, and he went over a bridge where he knew the cops always sit.
Smart.
So yeah, he's definitely was thinking on that.
Super
one.
Smart. Super, super smart. Let's see. Oh, we're out of time. All right, we've got a whole other hour on the way. Stephen Yates is going to be joining us as well. Coming up, stick with us. More in store. Can we talk for a minute about the hook tall girl? If you don't know, and I'm not going to play it. But if you don't know, there was a viral video because we have a fetish on the right with making cringe and dumb stuff famous. There's this video that went viral on the right. And I don't know, it was like a man on the street interview where a guy goes up to a girl. I don't even remember what the question that he asked her was. But she said, hook ta, like, you know, you're spitting on something. And she's like, you got to spit on that thing. And she was talking about a sexual act, plain and simple. It was a, you know, very odd. I mean, she was talking about oral sex is what she was talking about. And it went viral. And now there's like hats and all kinds of stuff happening. And she was on stage at a Zach Bryan concert. And I'm just trying to figure out why. I mean, I get that people have stuff that's all in good fun. But do you realize that everyone's been, I mean, it just seems a little bit contradictory to me to criticize some of the stuff I've been seeing at Pride Week. And then think that this kind of stuff going viral is okay by way of maybe it seems like it's more on the right side of the spectrum than the left side of the spectrum. I also think that conservatives are so desperate for anything heteronormative after all of this stuff with the trans and the rainbow mafia and the alphabet and the trans Tifa and all of this other stuff that the first... It's like a straight thing that they want to make viral. Is that why it's going? Because stuff, I mean, why does anything sex related have to go viral in the first place in the public sphere? So I don't get it. I don't want to see the right get degenerative just because the left does. And like, oh yeah, you have your stuff. Well, we've got ours. No, let's not have a competition in that. Right? Yeah, am I wrong in my assessment of this, Kane?
No,
I think there's a big misunderstanding of what culture actually is, and a lot of people mistake shock for culture because it gets, you know, some of that sugar fix attention, some of that quick sugar fix attention, and that's exactly what we're seeing with this.
Yeah, that's what I see with it. I think you're right. I don't know. I mean, so there's like, Zach Bryan apparently brought this chick on stage. Like, all these people have been like, they found her. Well, apparently she's been found because she has hats out now about it. Yeah, it's just, it's like, why? Why are we, I don't know. Come on. And people, even on Reddit, people were like, okay, well, it's stupid, but I guess so. You know, and they were asking why is this the thing that goes up. I mean, is this not degenerative? Someone says, good for her. Why do we make people like this famous, though? I think that's a good question. It's just in poor taste. It's just in poor taste. And it's not, and that's not prude to say that. I mean, would you sit there and do that at the dinner table in front of your parents? Or, oh, please do not play this. We're not playing this video. He can get B-roll ready. But I mean, and she's not an ugly girl. I just don't understand the necessity of, you know, why is this the thing, and why double down on it, too? I know that viral fame is fleeting, and people are going to want, you know, stuff to come. They're going to want the next hit afterwards. But I don't understand why the right is even, and I haven't seen a lot of people on the right, so I don't want to look like I'm making a universal statement about it. But there have been a lot of people that have, that I would say are right-leaning, that, you know, kind of celebrate. I think there are a lot of people on the right that are not socially conservative, and they say that they're Republicans or that they're conservative, but they're really not socially conservative, because I think talking about giving a BJ in a viral video and having it go and then making hats on it and then going on and doing all that stuff, McCain's dying, but this is the news of the day. That's not a socially conservative thing, right? It's not a thing that's in good taste. And I think that's ultimately the litmus test for if something is going to be defined as maybe more conservative in terms of social consciousness. Is it in good taste, right? Is it classy? Is it, you know, crude? Is it crass? I think those are the measurements. And she doesn't even need to act like that. I mean, honestly, some chicks out there are ugly, and I think that they do gross stuff because that's the only way that they can get attention. She's not an ugly girl. So I don't know. And I don't think that dudes on the right need to make that viral either. I don't think that that needs to be celebrated, especially when all these dudes that I hear from, oh, we want more traditional women. We want women that are classy. We want women that are, you know, not like the left, et cetera, et cetera. Well, then, but why do you make stuff that's antithetical to what you're saying? Why do you make that the viral thing? Why is it, does that go viral? But yet I'll see, you know, a beautiful young woman do really smart commentary on Instagram and that doesn't go anywhere. Or she'll get like thousands of views, but she doesn't get invited on stage anywhere. And her thought process is way deeper than like pretending to spit and talking about, you know, sexual gratification. That's, what becomes famous is reflective of society's mindset, and it is reflective of society's values. What right and left, what they choose to make famous is a reflection of them. So this stuff kind of bubbling up, this and becoming famous on the right, it seems weird to me that that's the stuff that's exploding at the same time, while some of the same people that I see sharing it are the ones that are criticizing the Pride Week stuff and walking around in dominatrix gear, you know, in like a dude in full public in the middle of the street in broad daylight, as though it would be more acceptable if it wasn't in the middle of the street, like on the sidewalk at nighttime. I don't know. You know what I mean, though? It's a weird thing, but it is reflective. I just think it's poor taste. And I also think it's going to follow her forever. Now, maybe she's fine with that, but can you imagine, like, you're on your wedding day and, you know, you're the night before and, you know, people are giving their speeches at your rehearsal dinner or even at your wedding reception, whatever. And like, that's the video. It's like, oh, my gosh. Just, I don't know. Am I the only one who thinks like that? Come on. Come on. But like I said, what society chooses to make famous and not make famous, and the women, even on the right, that are celebrated. Like I said, there's some women who are her age in college who do really smart commentary online. And they'll get a lot of views, but it never goes anywhere like this. I don't know. Maybe some people on the left are sharing this too. I don't know. Maybe it's like a common ground of, oh, this was a funny whatever. I don't know. But I just feel like, at least on the right, it's not something you should be celebrating and you should not be perpetuating it, particularly since you're trying to get society back to just having a little bit more class, is all I'm saying. And I don't know why chicks feel like they need to do anything like that and why they need to represent themselves that way. Like, and, you know, some chicks are ugly and maybe they got to, but she's not. Like, why? I don't know. Am I harsh? I've always been really old school.
I think it was just somebody having fun with a quick little interview on the street.
But then you don't have to double down on it and make hats and then do, you know what I mean?
Right. Like, that, on and on. That was a choice, a conscious choice after the fact.
Yeah.
The interview thing, I think, was just a harmless thing that was fun. It went viral.
Right.
They capitalized on it and financially, and then here's where we are.
Right. Yeah. And that's where we are. That's where we are. I tell you. So this is where we're at. Yay, society. I agree with Annie Oakley, who said, quote, I would like to see every woman know how to handle guns as naturally as they know how to handle babies. Now, I myself regularly conceal carry a 9mm. Now, that said, not every woman is like me, has had the hours of training that I've had, or feels comfortable around firearms due to years of use, or maybe they're by a gun-free zone. I'd like to change that, what I can, while encouraging self-defense at the same time. So this is where Byrna comes in. It's kind of like a starter weapon. They make a non-firearm firearm. I like the idea of incredible force sending chemical irritants towards a threat as an additional option for women. And the Byrna SD model shoots chemical irritant projectiles, 68 caliber rounds, that can deter threats in their tracks up to 50 feet away. I mean, it hits hard. Easy target acquisition, zero recoil. Byrna is legal in all 50 states. There's no background checks, no permits required. It's shipped directly to your door. Gun-free isn't applicable to Byrna. It's great for wherever guns are banned. Visit Byrna.com/Dana for 10% off. That's BYRNA.com/Dana.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
This is one of the creepiest things I think I've ever seen. So scientists have attached living skin to robots to make them smile. And they said that it's not going to tear when the robot moves. So they think it could help also train plastic surgeons. But I think it's just gross looking. It's at Tokyo University. It's engineered living skin tissue that... It's weird. And there's like a little video of, I guess, it being stimulated by, I don't know what, but it shows it smiling and all. It's just, Kane, it's creepy, right? It's creepy. I don't know. They said, well, the skin's naturally flexible, et cetera, et cetera. I don't want them robots to have like human skin. That's a little too much, right? That's too much. Parents are locking themselves in cells at a Korean happiness factory. Yeah, and they get fed through a hole in the door. That kind of sounds like solitary confinement. They said no phones or laptops are allowed. It's no bigger than a store cupboard, and it's bare walls. You have to wear blue prison uniforms, but you're not inmates. It's a confinement experience. Most people here have a child who has fully withdrawn from society, and they want to feel how it... Well, then why is it called a happiness factory? They said that the reclusive young people, like the resident's children, are referred to as hikikomori. It's like a Japanese term that was coined in the 90s. But that what they're... I just feel like maybe there's better ways to explain that and develop empathy than that. I don't know. A new app is slammed for allowing users to spy on popular nightclubs across the city for one major city using hidden cameras. It's Two Night, Number Two Night. Apparently, it's like the I don't know. It's all of that's Big Brother-esque. Stay with us.
Let's just go back to January 6th. Let's go back to January 6th because this is one of the charges against the president. The president goes on TV and says, I planned my own assassination. No, I didn't. He did. They're going to hang the vice president of the United States, and they're going to put a bullet in my F-word head. And he will not send the National Guard. People were injured, over 100 law enforcement people were injured. Some people died because of him. And people died again because of his delay and denial about COVID. This is a totally irresponsible person.
Okay, I don't even know where to start with this. She's hysterical. Well, I don't even know where to start with us. So first off, welcome back to the show. Dana Lash with you, bottom of this first hour. That was Nancy Pelosi, and I'm really confused. Because first off, can I just touch on the COVID thing? Are people really going to sit here and they don't wait? First off, that's like a big criticism of him. I don't know what she's talking about. Everyone was like, we have no idea what we're dealing with. We got to have to shut things. And remember, it was 15 days to slow the spread. So let's not revisit that. We lived in it for too damn long. Okay. So I don't know what she's talking about with that. I mean, there were Republican governors that were opening up and 45 was not pleased about it. You can get mad at me for saying it, but don't get mad at me for relating to you history. I'm not going to sit here and big brother it up for anybody. That's number one. Number two, so is she saying that Trump planned to have her assassinated? Mm-hmm. That's what she's actually saying in that. She's not just saying that there were people who were talking trash about her during the J6 stuff, right? She's saying that Trump worked with them. Like, is she saying Trump sent them to the Capitol? That's what she's saying in that.
Yeah.
Okay. Was it really Hunter's cocaine that was in the White House or was it hers? I feel like we need to revisit that topic. And the whole idea that people were looking to hang Mike Pence, I think that's actually dumb. No, not that it was. I think people talk trash. I don't think anybody was going to hang Mike Pence. I think a lot of lawmakers, some especially some Republicans who were always kind of middle of the road, are absolute drama queens. And people like to get drama queen. They use it as a way to engender sympathy and for themselves, and they use it as a tool of manipulation, and they will exploit and exaggerate and engage in hyperbole. And I think that that's what some lawmakers did with this, including, can I just be honest, Mike Pence. I think he was one of them. I think he just did it kind of as like payback without having it look like he was being vengeful, because, you know, he has a mantle of being a religious person. So I don't know. I kind of look at it like that. Whenever I hear, like, they were looking to hang my, who? It was, wait a minute, I'm told a million different things by the left. I'm told that people on the right have too many guns, and then I'm told that we almost also overthrew the government with no guns. Like, what is it? Which way is it? The only person who was killed was a dumbass Capitol Police officer that shot and killed a woman in the Capitol when an entire SWAT team was behind her. He didn't need to do it, and the only reason that he got off is because it's a DEI thing. And because she was somebody who's, she was viewed as being someone on the right. That's the only reason. If this was anything else, the left loves police shootings when it's cops killing Republicans. They love police shootings. And I don't have enough middle fingers for you if you disagree with me. They love police shootings. That's why they lionized this cop. They gave him an award. But oh my gosh, any other instance, people are out trying to use it as a get out the vote apparatus. I mean, she had an entire, that. She had Alicia Babbitt had an entire SWAT team behind her. I don't even know why he felt it was necessary. Nobody was armed. That's the other thing. So I don't know. I don't know what Nancy Pelosi is saying here. I don't get it. I mean, you can say, which we did because we were live on air when it happened. It was everyone who was at the rally where they, and I can't believe I got to relitigate this. Everyone who was at the rally who went to listen to Trump speak, they were peaceful people, et cetera, et cetera. I knew a lot of people that were there. There was a friend of mine who was there who was covering it, getting video, B-roll footage for news networks. And then there was like a contingent that was at the Capitol, and it's blocks away. People who want to act like they're one and the same thing have no idea about the geography of Washington, D.C. And there were some people who, and I have no reason to cover for anyone's vandalism to a taxpayer supported institution that I pay for inordinately, like a god awful amount of money that I pay for. But we talked about that and Six Ways to Sunday. What she's talking about here is asinine. This is rhetoric that is not helpful to sit here and go, well, Trump does. These people are at their wits' end. He broke them. He broke them. I don't know how else you put it. He broke their brains. Well, he tried to have me. No one did that. In fact, you were the one who didn't call out the guard. You were the one who didn't call out for additional security. And that was on purpose, because I've been to the Capitol, I don't know how many times, and I've spoken there, and I've been at rallies and all that. And there's always security there. And it's, you did this on purpose so that you could say that you were overrun, whatever. I don't know. But for her to say that, this kind of rhetoric is entirely unhelpful.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.